At a meeting of a colored social club, the president informed the members that they were going to be visited by some very important gentlemen. He addressed them as follows. Said, brothers, as I wish to inform you all, he said that we're going to be visited here by some very important gentlemen. And says, I'll make the move. He said that we kind of have the place fixed up a little bit. Sitting in the rear of the room was a darkie who couldn't understand what the president was talking about, and to everything he'd say, the darkie in the rear would answer, hear, 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 hear. So the president said, we'll fix the clubhouse up a little and have the place burnished up. Hear, 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 said the boy in the rear. And we will put down some new carpets. Hear, 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 hear. And we will make several innovations. Hear, 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 hear. And we will also have two new cuspidors for this occasion. Darkie in the rear stood up then and says, I beg your pardon, says Mr. President, but may I have the floor for a minute? Says, you may. Says, well, I make the move, he says, that we appoint Brothers Smith and Jones as the two new cuspidors. At one of the principal hotels in Winnipeg, Canada, they employ colored waiters. They are a very important and pompous lot of gentlemen. Just before it's time for the dining room to open for a meal, they stand around, one at each table, dressed in evening clothes and immaculate white shirts. That is, the front of them is white. And at the time I speak of, stopping in this hotel was a typical southerner, a Georgia planter, man with a lot of money. He walked into the dining room one evening about 5 minutes before mealtime, pushed open the door, walked in, called over the principal waiter, big, tall darkie, about 6'2". Called him over and he says, look here. Says, I want to find out who's the head nigger here. The big fella says, nigger? So you mistaken, sir. Said, there ain't no niggers here. Say, you up here in Canada now under the English flag. You ain't down south. Say, see all them men standing around by them tables? Well, them is all colored gentlemen. No niggers. Besides, you in the dining room too early anyhow. The dinner ain't ready yet. When it's ready, I'll call you. The man went down his pocket and pulled out a roll of bills. Peeled off a $50 note, and he says, well, I'm going to be here a week. I wanted to find out who the head nigger was, because I want to give him this $50 to take care of me while I'm here. The big fella says, I'm the head nigger, boss. Yes, sir. I'm the head nigger. And if you don't believe me, you ask any of them niggers standing around there, and they'll tell you I am.